to another edition of the Australian DX Report. This is Bob Padgett in Melbourne, Australia, bringing to you our latest roundup of news concerning shortwave broadcasting stations around the world. We include information concerning propagation reports, monitoring information, solar activity news, schedule information, and other items of interest to shortwave monitoring enthusiasts. A reminder that all times we give in these programs are in UTC, also known as GMT, and all frequencies are in kilohertz. We begin our program this week with our usual information from the Australian Government Department of Radio and Space Services concerning solar activity. The department advises that there are currently no sunspots visible on the earthward-facing side of the sun, and this means that solar activity is of course extremely low. The 10.7 solar radio 7 centimeter solar radio flux has fallen to 60, and the daily equivalent smooth sunspot number is 0. Those figures are not very satisfactory as far as long distance propagation on darkness or semi-darkness paths on multi-hop routes across worldwide paths on frequencies above about 10 megahertz. And we're now moving through the low sunspot phase of sunspot cycle number 24, and it's not expected that this cycle will continue beyond about this time next year. So in the meantime, high frequency reception on frequencies above about 10 megahertz on darkness or semi-darkness paths worldwide will continue to be rather unreliable. However, here in Melbourne, during our late afternoon, quite good reception on various bands, and this is a summary I made recently, which may be of interest. First of all, 31 metres. 9420, the Voice of Greece, very strong signals with programming in Greece, in Greek. 9590, China Radio International from Serik, the relay station there in Albania, with programs in Arabic. 9620, Radio Television Algerian, or Radio Algeria, external service using relay facilities in Issedon, France, with programs in Arabic. 9685, an interesting signal from China National Radio Network 5, in Chinese. And two frequencies for Radio Romania International, 9740 and 9770, signing on at 0630 with programs in Arabic. 9790, Radio France International from the Issedon transmitting station in France with broadcast in French. 9830, an interesting signal from Deutsche Welle using the Sao Tome relay station for programs in Hausa to Africa. And 9885, the Voice of America from Greenville in the USA, signing off at 0630 after programs in French to Africa. And the 49 metre band between 0630 and 0700, quite a number of good signals recently. 5935, the Overcomer Ministry, broadcasting over the WWCR transmitting site. 5970, WEWN in the USA with programs in Spanish. 5985, China Radio International from the Serik, Albania relay station in Arabic. And several frequencies for Radio Havana, Cuba in English. They include 6000 at 6000, 6060, 6100, and 6165. Quite a number of zeros there. That's the Radio Havana, Cuba English programs. And on 6030, Radio Marti, the IBB station in Washington, with its programs in Spanish. Now, on the 25-metre band between 0630 and 0700, interesting reception there in our late afternoon. 11530, the Voice of the Wealth, Voice of the World, I think the English translation would be, programs in Kurdish
from the Issedon relay station in France. 11680. The Voice of Hope from Lusaka in Zambia, broadcasting to Africa in English. Interesting long path signal. 11700, Radio France International from Issedon in France with programs in French. And 11710, China Radio International from Sirik, Albania in English. And another Sirik relay frequency for China Radio International in Arabic, 11775. 11790, Radio Romania International with its programs in Arabic. And 11800, Deutsche Welle from the relay station at Issedon in France with programs to Africa. And 11860, the Republic of Yemen Radio, using relay facilities provided by the Saudi Arabian Broadcasting Service with broadcasts in Arabic, and that actually relays one of the FM home service programs from Yemen. And 11880, Adventist World Radio from the relay station in Austria at Moosbrunn with programs in Arabic. And 9570, China Radio International from station at Kashi in China with programs in English. And finally, in the 41 meter band, 7255, the Voice of Nigeria, interesting signals in Hausa. It's long path, 0630 to 0700. Radio Marti, two more frequencies in Spanish, 7335 and 7365. And 7505, another American religious station, WRNO, programs in English. And finally, 7425, Radio New Zealand International with its normal domestic service broadcasts. So, if those frequencies noted between 0630 and 0700 in our Melbourne late afternoon period, and that those types of reception should continue in the immediate future, particularly for listeners to our program who may be located in the eastern states of Australia. Now, some news of interest for listeners in Europe, Africa, North America and the Middle East from the SWL shortwave DX online newsletter produced in Sofia in Bulgaria. It's actually the SWL DX Bulgaria newsletter. Mission work Freudenstimme via the Nauen relay station in Germany on 13710, broadcasting 1200 to 1230 on 13710, to the Far East and Russia in broadcast in Russian on Saturdays, 250 kilowatts and 060 degrees antenna. Radio Waves International, a relay of a local station in Germany on 6070 between 0600 and 0700, non-directional through Central Europe, broadcast in French on Saturdays, and 10 watts of transmitter power. I'm sorry, 100 watts of transmitter power, low power. Bible Voice Broadcasting via the Nauen transmitting station in Germany. 5945, 0700 to 0730. To Western Europe in English, 100 kilowatts, 260 degrees antenna. And the reception of the Isle of Man, the Isle of Music radio, I think that's via a channel called Channel 292, 6070, 1200 to 1300 to Central Europe and various local areas in English and Spanish on Saturdays. It's non-directional with low power. Good signal Radio Kuwait in English, noted in Eastern Europe, on 15530, 0500, 0800 to Western Europe in English, the transmitting power 250 kilowatts, 250 and 310 degrees antenna. Radio Myanmar, or Myanmar Radio in English, broadcasting on 5985, heard 1530 to 1700, with English to Southeast Asia, with 250 watts, and the antenna 176 degrees. The IRRS, known as Radio City, via the Radio Com transmitting station, 9510 was the frequency, 0800 to 0805 with an open carrier, and then 0805 to 0900 to Western Europe in German on Saturdays. Uses 100 kilowatts and the antenna is 300 degrees, 300. The Voice of Turkey on 11800 and 9855. On 11800, 0830 to 0955 to Western Asia in Persian, 500 kilowatts with 105 degrees antenna, and on 9855, 1000 to 1025 to Central Asia in the Tatar language. That's 500 kilowatts and 032 degrees antenna. Transworld Radio via the Gregoria pole, the relay station in Europe, noted in Eastern Europe on 9940 between 1815 and 1845 to East Africa in the Tigrinya language on Fridays, 300 kilowatts and the antenna 157 degrees. And World Harvest Radio International, WHRI, heard on 17815, 1600 to 1800, in English to Central Africa, 250 kilowatts and 085 degrees antenna. And station, another English religious station from North America, WTWW, Scriptures for America, noted on 5830, from 0530 onwards to Eastern North America in English, 100 kilowatts and 050 degrees antenna. Well, those were some items from the SWL VX Bulgaria newsletter, the online shortwave magazine for professional monitors around the world. And we thank the organisers for making that information available to us for our program.
That's all the information in our program this time. We hope you found the broadcast interesting and helpful for your shortwave radio monitoring.